Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Farming is more than a livelihood. It's a legacy. Simplot was founded by a hardworking farmer like you over 90 years ago, and we've been growing America's farms for generations. With local crop advisors grounded in your success, Simplot Grower Solutions is in your fields and by your side. We dig in deep to pinpoint what you need, where you need it, when you need it, even when the forecast is unpredictable. Find your local crop advisor at SimplotGrowerSolutions.com.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Well, according to the latest Oklahoma Drought Monitor, exceptional drought has improved from last week's 1.45% and is now at just 0.52%. Extreme drought or worse also improved and is now at 4.79% from last week's 5.85%. Severe drought has improved significantly, actually, from last week, moving from 25.38 to 16.59. Moderate drought also improving from last week's 49.25 to this week's 41.91. And then abnormally dry or worse conditions moved from last week's 65.01 to this week's 73.21. Oklahoma wheat harvest has made some slight progress in northern Oklahoma over the past couple of days, and in many areas in southern and central Oklahoma, they've been dealing with mud and rain in several locations that came in late Saturday night and Sunday morning. Harvest in most parts of northern Oklahoma are about 20 to 30% completed, depending on location. Some harvest is being reported on early cuttings or irrigated wheat in the panhandle, but a lot of the wheat in the region there is still green, and producers are hoping to get a good start early or in the middle of next week. In southern Oklahoma, test weights at most locations have fallen a bit, now ranging at mostly 60 pounds per bushel per average in that region. In central and west central regions, test weights are ranging from 55 to 60 pounds per bushel. Early reports from northern Oklahoma across the state have test weights ranging from 60 to 62 pounds per bushel, with a few lower test weights around 58. Some wheat being harvested south of Hooker with early cuttings being reported. This was irrigated wheat with a 63.5 pound per acre test weight. No yields being reported on early cuttings. A lot of the irrigated wheat in this region is still pretty green, but producers are hopeful to get into the fields possibly over the weekend or maybe even the beginning of next week. Yields on wheat being taken in as harvest progresses in southern Oklahoma still look pretty good at this point, with the majority of the crop now harvested in that region. Most reports are 30 to 40 bushel per acre yields in southern Oklahoma. In central Oklahoma, yields ranging from the low 20s to mid 30s, with some higher yields in the mid 40s, depending on location. Yields being reported in northern Oklahoma locations from elevator managers, as most locations are just kind of getting started, have many locations calling for a 35 bushel per acre average, with a few management-intensive producers mentioning some higher yields, but those instances pretty rare. As far as protein goes, protein been ranging from 10.5 to 14.5% in most all locations, with stronger proteins overall. State average as of today for protein around 12.8%. And as of now, Oklahoma Wheat Commission calling harvest around 45% complete across the state. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, Oklahoma. Monica Collison here with Union Mutual Insurance. For 85 years, Union Mutual has been the preferred choice for insurance in rural Oklahoma. We've been here with you through the storms, the good times and the bad, and will continue to stand with you and by you in this great state of Oklahoma. When it's time to insure your rural property, give us a call or visit us at unionmutualic.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.